1 o'clock kick on MeTV in the Rhode Island area, as well as Flow Football, and rounding out the 1 o'clock games, New Hampshire at home against Stony Brook. Wrapping up the day's schedule at 2 p.m., Maine travels to Elon, that game on Flow Football, and My48 in the North Carolina area. As always, with our coaches here this morning, if you have questions, just use the chat feature or the raise your hand icon. We'll work the questions into them as soon as we can. We'll begin this morning, as we always do, with the head coach at North Carolina A&T, Vincent Brown. Good morning, Coach Brown.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. I hope you are too this morning. A 31-3 loss for your team at Villanova last Saturday, but it was a one-score game at the half against the nationally ranked Wildcats. You guys were right in it. Just give me your impressions on the game.
I felt like our kids came out ready to play and compete hard. As you mentioned, we were right there. Going into the second half, one score. I thought at times that our defense played really well. We gave up, a couple of explosive play runs, but overall we fit the run well. But our biggest challenge was our inability to sustain drives and produce points. And so, in this conference, if you can't score, it's very, very difficult to win. So, disappointing outcome.
Just you on the defensive side, you held Nova, like we mentioned, to 10 first half points, and you mentioned some of the big plays in the running game with the variety of backs that they have, plus Connor Watkins, who's certainly a threat with his feet. How challenging it is, how is it to stop the running game, and what did you do well in the first half that maybe kind of didn't work out as well in the second half?
They're a very well coached team. They got talented players. Schematically, we were in place. They did a great job. We got creased on a pressure that allowed for a 55-yard run, which really was kind of the, game-breaking play. And then just kind of a breakdown in executing our defensive fundamentals. When you got a running quarterback like Connor Watkins, who's a threat to pull it on the zone read. We always have someone assigned to the quarterback, and a couple of times we didn't execute to the level that we needed to, which really impacted the game.
Several guys with impressive performances on defense. We'll start with Steven Davis, who led your team with 10 tackles. Just talk about his day.
Deuce played really well. He's a corner for us, and due to the injuries we've had on the back end, we had to slide him into safety. Had a couple of really nice stops in the open field, and really made the adjustment for us, kind of becoming one of our better players defensively. So very proud of his effort, not just defensively, but also in the kicking game. He's always been a factor each week in the kicking game.
And then for the second week in a row, Henry Daniel making an impact, 2.5 tackles for loss, and he also hurried the quarterback a couple of times. He's been a guy over the last several weeks that has pretty consistently gotten in the backfield for you.
He was very disruptive on Saturday in the backfield. Even when he wasn't making the tackles himself, he was able to stop the runner's feet, or cut the field off, keep the ball from getting outside. He's been one of the bright spots for us defensively. We're going to continue to lean on him to make plays. And we talked to our team about the things that we needed to do in order to win this game, especially coming out in the second half, and we had an opportunity there, got a big third down stop, and then we got him into fourth and eight, and just came up short in our ability to execute in that moment. So, got a lot of work to do.
Offensively, we've talked about you talked about the struggles at the top, the 169 yards of offense, only 50 through the air. You've used Braxton Thomas and Justin Fahmy, both saw some action in that game. Just talk about the quarterback situation and some of the struggles on offense.
We went into the game with the mindset we were going to play both. We started Braxton to give him an opportunity to showcase, what he has, game situation when the game is, relatively well, when the game is competitive. And, we wanted to get him some confidence early on. There's some early jitters that ball didn't come out on time, didn't get rid of the ball. We felt like Justin came in and provided a little bit of a calming presence, but the reality is we didn't push the ball down the field. We only attempted, I think, 15 passes on first and second down, which, it's pretty hard to win in this league if you're not more balanced than we were.
Yeah, Braxton, with 49 yards on the ground, led your team in rushing. Compare him a little bit to Kevin. Does he provide a kind of an equal run pass threat? Is he that type of player for you?
Yeah, so he's a really good athlete. He's not as explosive as Kevin. Kevin, it's like a 10-6, 10-700 meter kid.
Right.
But he's a real threat to run with the football. He's got really good size. He's a young guy that I think has a very bright future here. We just have to continue to work to develop him and build the things that we're doing around his skill set.
How much do you feel like, just kind of going back to the defense and how well they played, the fact that, the offense hasn't been able to control the ball, did you sense maybe the defense starting to wear down a little bit there in the second half?
No, I felt like our guys competed till the very end. We came out and we knew they were going to get the ball at the second half. And it was like the point was made, look, we got to get a stop right here. And we were on the verge of it. And then we gave up a touchdown and then another one, the next possession, and another one. And then I think our guys kind of regrouped and continued to fight until the very end there. We focus on, what we can do to help win the game. And defensively, it's always about executing your job as one of 11 and not worrying about the scoreboard, just, being process oriented. And so we try to make sure that we're focused on those things. But, at the end of the day, everyone's accountable for doing their job to the best of their ability. And we got to find a way to create more plays and points offensively.
One of the bright spots was in your kick return game, Aaron Harris with another 40-yarder. He's been great all year. I think he's in the top five now in the country in kick returns. And Cortez Lane also with a 47-yarder. Just talk about the impact that those guys have been able to make for you.
Yeah, field position becomes such a critical component in today's game. And, and having a kid like Aaron back there who's very explosive, I think he's in the top three or four in the country in kickoff return average right now. It really adds, a bonus to you, especially when you're struggling offensively to move the ball. And then having Cortez step in and be able to provide, some explosiveness on the back end really kind of gives us a lot of hope about the future of our ability to move the ball.
The team is back on the road, final road game of the season at Towson, a Towson team that's coming off a win Saturday. Just talk about some of the challenges they present for you.
Yeah, they're a very well coached team. I think Coach Shanik does a tremendous job offensively. They have playmakers, the quarterback knows how to distribute the ball. The running backs run extremely hard. They got two backs that are averaging over 6 yards a carry. The tight end, Carter Runyon, is a real problem in the passing game. Defensively, they got an explosive edge guy, that has 6 or 7 sacks. They play a lot of people up front, give you a lot of different looks out of that three down front. So we know we're going to have our work cut out for us against these guys on Saturday.
They were able to in that game against Hampton really kind of slow Hampton's offense down, especially in that running game. What did you see that they were able to do so well?
Yeah, they took away the quarterback run game, which had been a very effective part of Hampton's offense. They didn't allow very many explosive plays, and they really made Hampton kind of one-dimensional. So, when you do that to an offense, you're gonna struggle. And like I said, they got some talented kids. They got big kids up front that they play a lot and really kind of forced Hampton's hand in saying, look, we're not going to let you run the football on us, so you're going to have to beat us throwing it. And they couldn't.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much for your time here this morning. Safe travels to Towson, and we'll talk.